call the December meeting of the Colonial School Board of Education to order. Our host this evening is Brian Erskine, Principal of William Penn High School, and Carrie Campbell, Assistant Principal of Castle Hill Elementary School. Our flag salute this evening will be led by Michael Reese, Assistant Principal of George Reed Middle School. Mike?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business we have is additions and or corrections to the board agenda. Is there any from the board members? If not, we do have one correction. We're going to remove item number 7A, school partnerships. That will be rescheduled to a later date. Hearing none others, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as corrected?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We move a second to approve the agenda as corrected. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agenda is approved. Consent agenda consists of past board meeting minutes, education items, such as choice, and other standard personnel items. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
Make a motion, Mr. President. We accept the consent agenda as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the consent agenda as presented. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Consent agenda is approved. Student and staff recognition. Ms. Wilson.
Good evening, President Law, Vice President Kennedy, fellow board members, and those of you here from Colonial Nation. In Colonial, our community and business partners are an integral part of what we call the power of we. Tonight, we would like to extend recognition and a special thanks to the United Way of Delaware and Dow Chemical Company in Newark. Together, these organizations were behind a book drive that will encourage our young students to read. Employees at Dow donated 447 new and gently used reading books, along with 504 textbooks. The reading books will be given to needy students as gifts for the holidays. Representing the United Way is Deborah Armstrong, and representing Dow is Maxine Taylor.
Coach of the year.
Good job this year.
Thank you.
I know you don't play football, you play soccer.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Can't play sick next year?
I hope so.
You get passed, ladies.
Yeah, that's the one we gotta get passed, so.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson. Congratulations to all again. Next order of business we have is administrative contracts. Dr. Blakey.
Good evening, Colonial community. At this point in time, I would ask the board to approve the Colonial School District's administrative recommendation for contracts as discussed in executive.
Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion, Mr. President, to approve the Colonial administrative contract renewals as discussed and presented by the district administration.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second to approve the administrative contracts as presented by the administration. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Do I hear a motion for non-renewals?
Make a motion, Mr. President, to approve the Colonial Administrative Contract non-renewals as discussed and presented by the District Administration.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second to approve the non-renewals as presented by the administration in executive session. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Superintendent's office report, Dr. Blakey.
At this time, I'd ask the George Reed chorus to come on back and sing a couple more songs for us and give us that more of that, those outstanding voices.
Thank you.
Nicholson about your course?
Sure. So this is actually a small group of our select course. We had some conflicts tonight. So we meet every other Tuesday after school until 4:30. And this is a mix of some of my strongest core students and some of my band students. And they're quite a lovely group to work with. We get to do some more difficult stuff than we do in our regular chorus classroom, like a cappella music as well. And they're quite joyful. They're very energetic. So some of the pieces we did today, the first one is a Hebrew song that we can sing better than I can speak it, but it's Heinai Matal. It's a traditional Hebrew song, and I thought it was nice for this time of year. And our second piece is called Starry Night of Winter, and my students really like to do a non-traditional winter song every year besides the traditional holiday stuff to talk about how the seasons change.
Awesome.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Oops. How about another round of applause for our new team? That's a great job.
Dusty.
It's bird feed.
Our next order of business we have is the financial presentation. Ms. Falcon.
Good evening, Colonial Community and Colonial Board members. I have been asked by my colleagues to sing my presentation. So, if you'll bear with me, I'm not going to do that.
Darn.
Trust me. No one's happier about that than I am. Budget variance report for the month ending October 31st. So our Citizen Finance Oversight Committee reviewed this report a week ago on the 4th. We've seen a third of the year go by already. We did receive our local tax revenues. The bulk of them that come in, so we are at 90.16% of expected annual revenue. The remaining percentage is basically the final state funds and then the salary dollars that trickle in toward the end of the year. Year-to-date encumbrances, we continue to trend under budget at 31.21%. When you add in encumbrances, we're slightly over at 34.35%. Credit card transactions for the month totaled over $42,000, and 81% of the carryover funds from previous budget years have been spent or encumbered as of October 31st. Apologies for the misdate on that slide. And we will have Mr. PQ from our Citizen Finance Oversight Committee to address the board.
Good evening, Board. The Oversight Committee reviewed the budget. We had no issues with how it's being presented, and we recommend for you guys to approve it. Any questions, I'm available.
Any questions from any member of the board? None? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve the monthly budget variance report as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved second that we approve the monthly variance report. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Budget is approved. Next order of business we have is the DSBA update. Mr. McGee, anything from legislative?
Nothing from legislative. The regular meetings will start next month.
Mr. Williams, anything from Board of Directors?
Nothing from the Board of Directors. We'll meet again on January 9th.
Okay, thank you very much. Items removed from the consent agenda, we had none. Conversations with the board, we have two. Ms. Lane. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas.
Same to
you. Gary Bergmahler.
You said it better last year.
Hey. I was close. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Gary Bergmahler. I want to thank the Colonial Board for giving
the opportunity to speak. Once again, I made my yearly trip here to thank George Reed Middle School for the food donation they provide to the food closet that I run out of Methodist Church in Old Newcastle. I picked it up this past week. Included about 8 to 10 boxes of computer paper boxes of full canned goods, which will see through this year. I still actually got a few left over last year, but that's fine. I always feel that a good deed should be recognized, and the student and staff at the school does a great job doing that. I always appreciate that. This past year, we, right now, as of the end of November, we give out over 200 bags of food, meaning close to 500 adults and children, most of them from 19720 zip code. So again, I appreciate the support of George Reed Middle School, and I thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Ms. Russell, anything else? Okay. I would ask you if you would please, if you wouldn't mind stepping up to the lectern. You and I had a conversation last week about. Yes, you please. This is in all seriousness. You and I had a conversation last week about donations that are needed within the district,
yes,
in regards to some clothing, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Would you mind letting the audience know some of those things, so in case there's anyone interested or able to donate any of those clothing items, would be helpful.
Crystal would be better. That's she's one of seven.
Well, you told me, so you could tell everybody else.
But anyway,
you could do it together if you would like, whichever one.
Come on, Ms. Lancor, or Dr. Lancor. Come on, excuse me. You guys have to sing the donations.
Yeah, you do.
Oh!
Okay, so some of the students needed some clothes for the concerts, like they can wear tan or dark colored pants and white shirts. And we put out an email from the district office building, and we got actually quite a good response initially. So I know it goes across multiple schools. They like to wear like similar outfits. And so a few of the music teachers reached out and asked for the donations of clothing. So if you have any hints about throwing things, I know I brought a few things for my son, or we have papers, or, you know, Mary Beth brought out suits from, I don't know how long.
Bell bottoms and hip huggers.
And I've seen actually some of the school nurses, I don't know if it's beyond this, but I've seen at least a couple of school nurses putting out some, with it being winter, kids needing like sweatshirts and jackets and things like that. So I know I took a bag of stuff over, boots over too. I coached over to Castle Hills because I saw that one specifically. So I don't know if any other school nurses need it. But so if you have any extra stuff laying around, we'll be good.
Well, I think there'll be other times during the year that'll be things coming up too as well, correct? There'll be items such as possibly prom dresses,
yes,
suits and whatnot for young men who may want to go to the prom that may not be able to afford those type of things or have access to those, as well as you said, warm clothes for the winter, those type of things. So people, the point is, and I know I kind of put Ms. Russell on the spot there, but the point is we have students in our district that need some help for some things. So please pass the word along to members of your family, your neighbors, whatever, that if there's any donations, whatnot, drop them off in Mary Beth's office and she'll take care of them from there. So, all right, thank you.
We would appreciate it if you take it by the schools. Mary Beth's office has only been so big, and it's connected to mine.
And then it goes in Dustin's office. So if you have anything, please, feel free to bring it in. We'd be greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and can I just add to that? We do have needs for clothing, shoes, food. We have several food pantries as well. And anything that you want to donate, we would be happy to make sure, yes, it finds a home. Some of our schools do have washers and dryers. So we are doing everything we can for our students to make sure that they are outfitted according to the weather. So as you go through your clothing in the spring and winter and all year round. We'll take almost anything that is clean and that works for our students. You know, when we come together collectively, we always come together for our students. So thank you.
It's the family. All right, thank you very much. Okay, the last item we have on our agenda for this evening is our board vacancy, which we postponed from last month. Both of our candidates are here. What this will comprise of is that we as the board have a series of questions that we will ask each of the board members or the potential board members to come up. We'll go through those questions. Both of you will receive the same questions. So you both have the same items that we will ask you. Okay? And then shortly after that, after we went through the question and answer period, please take your time to answer the questions fully. Don't feel like you have to rush through your answer, okay? But we as a board will go into a short recess to go back into executive session to discuss the candidates, and then we will come back with our decision, and we'll go from a public perspective there and make that decision final. All right? Questions?
Do you want them to come down front, or you want?
Yes, but both of you, please come down front, have a seat. I have a copy here. I have a second copy. Okay. Okay. I think we'll go ladies first. Ms. Wolf, please go to the lectern and be able to answer questions. Again, we have 16 questions that we have board members have compiled, and each one of the board members will go through and ask you a couple of questions, and we'll go from there. Mr. Williams, we'll start with you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. So first question that I have for you. So serving on the Board of Education requires a heavy time commitment with many evening meetings. Will your schedule permit you to attend these meetings?
I do work full-time at J.P. Morgan Chase, but I have a fairly flexible schedule. As long as I can plan it in advance, I think I can make that commitment.
Next question, Ron. Good.
How can a board member best communicate with our constituents?
Well, communication is key in every sense of the word, and I think I would rather over-communicate than under-communicate, if that means that we need to make phone calls or we need social media out there to communicate with the students. Or parents of the students. There are just multiple ways to communicate, and I think we should explore every avenue to do so.
Thank you. What do you see as the major issues facing Colonial in the near future, and how do you believe you can assist in addressing these issues?
Well, with our current government in kind of disarray, I feel like community is key. I'm a firm believer in community. I think we need to come back to community values. I think that if we join together as a community, there's strength in those numbers. And I think that from being on the board, we can brainstorm, we can come up with some new ideas maybe we overlooked because we've done that in the past, or maybe we should come up with some brand new ideas. But I think that diversity is one of the main issues. I think that the immigration issues that are staring at us right now, that's a big deal. And I think we should, you know, try to plan for that and see how we can address every student in our community.
Thank you.
Are you aware that the superintendent is the only position that's responsible to the board? All other positions in the district report directly to the superintendent. Will you be considerate of that? If not, why?
I'm sorry, would you just repeat the very last sentence that you said?
Yep, I'll repeat the whole thing for you again. Are you aware that the superintendent is the only position that is responsible to the board? All other positions in the district report directly to the superintendent. Will you be considerate of that? And if not, why? In other words, we as a board member, okay, or you as a board member, if you're chosen, cannot give direction to any employee of the district. It has to go through the board to the superintendent.
Yes, I would follow that to the T. You know, I don't have past school board experience. I do have some past board for nonprofit experience, but I would honor and obey the standards and guidelines that are set forth.
Ron?
How you doing? Okay, my question to you is, how are you connected with the community in your district, and are you part of any civic association or any other community organization that have regular meetings?
How I am associated. I have lived in the Colonial School District since 1986 and have supported the Colonial School District. I have a son and daughter-in-law who both graduated from William Penn High School, who are now employed by the school district. I do belong to the Oaks organization in the community. I just joined that because I'm trying to kind of bring back community, a sense of community. And the Oaks is all about engaging with the community and our schools. And as a matter of fact, recently I've sent out a couple of emails to all the principals, you know, trying to generate some of that communication with the groups, because I know they donate, especially to Pleasantville. They work a lot with Pleasantville. They donate goods and dictionaries to third graders, etc. Do they have regular meetings? No, I'm not on any board or anything there. I just joined there recently in the fall. I belong to a church that's not in the Colonial School District, but I have experience on the board there. And you know, I have served as a financial secretary, where I took care of all the income for the church. So I have some experience, and I worked at JPMorgan Chase for 16 years, where I have led large technical projects and have managed their budgets as well. So I'm fiscally responsible, is my point. And I know what that means, and I know that is sometimes in conflict, but I think we work together and work through it.
Mr. Cross?
Do you understand that as a member, any item discussed in executive session is not to be shared or discussed outside that meeting? This includes family and friends, and are you committed to upholding that requirement?
I do understand that, and I am committed to upholding that. If there was any appearance of conflict of interest because I have family members that are employed, I would recuse myself from that situation.
Mr. Williams?
Are there any issues, past or present, that you feel will or could cause a distraction to your position as a board member or to the district?
Would you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Sure. Are there any issues, past or present, that you feel will or could cause a distraction to your position as a board member or to the district?
I really don't. I put my name in for this after learning about the vacancy in October, and I thought a lot about it. I thought a lot about it before I did that, and I don't see anything as being a distraction at all.
Mr. McGee?
Okay.
If legislation were passed that required background checks, would you be willing to take one?
Absolutely. I have worked with the prison systems in the past, in the state prison system. I served on the board of one of the organizations that goes into the prison and teaches decision making, so I've already experienced the background checks many times.
Okay, thank you.
What experience and abilities do you have that would make you a good board member?
Well, I've mentioned a few, and I'll just recap on those. I have served on a couple nonprofit boards in the past. One was the organization that goes into the prison systems and teaches decision making. as well as the church, where I have been the financial secretary and handled all of the income for the church and managed some of the budgeting for the church. I've worked at JPMorgan Chase for 16 years, where I've led large technical projects and have managed the budgets for those. I've lived in the district since 1986. I raised my family to graduate from the school district and now employed with the school district. I firmly believe in public school systems. I believe in diversity, and I believe in community.
Thank you very much. Mr. Handy?
Please explain to the board why you want to be a member of the school board.
Well, I've raised my child, and I'm focusing on community at this stage in my life. And so I learned of the vacancy, and then I learned I lived in the district that the vacancy represents. I feel like it's a good match and a new opportunity, and I'm excited to do it.
Cross.
As a board member, you're expected to attend as many meetings and school functions as possible. This includes regular and executive sessions, school events, functions, graduation, teacher of the year, retirement meetings, and in some cases, state functions. Are you committed to those expectations, which involve time?
I am committed to doing that. I do work a full-time job, so as long as I am aware of the schedule, you know, in advance, I can probably work around it. My best.
Mr. Williams?
No more questions for me.
Mr. McGee?
I'm good.
I think she's covered everything.
I got one other one here.
I knew you would.
What can I say, right? As a board member, yes, I'm the one to ask all the questions.
No.
As a board member, you will be one of seven voting members. As an individual, you cannot make a commitment for the district or for the board. Only a majority of the board can make that commitment or those commitments. Are you comfortable with that requirement?
I am comfortable with that requirement. I'm not going to act like I don't need some training in how to be on the school board, because I certainly do need that training, but totally comfortable upholding that.
Thank you very much. Mr. Handy? Mr. Crossan?
How would you engage with the community to solicit feedback? And did you answer that question already?
No.
And feedback meaning that if we went to referendum or we did something you know, that was going to engage the community more than just, you know, what the school already functions, would you be comfortable with that, finding out how the community feels?
I would be, yes, I would be. And it would take multiple avenues of communication. We talked about communication a little, but it would take multiple avenues. We have the whole social media thing. We have telephone, of course, which is, you know, some people still have their landlines. We have, you know, different ways to reach out to different neighborhoods, and that's what builds a community. And if you don't seek to get the community's feedback, then you're not connected. And I do believe in the sense of community.
Okay, and then what strengths do you see in the Colonial School District, and how would you work as a board member to build on those strengths? What do you see as the strong points since you have children in the district and you have children working?
Well, the first strength is that we handle diversity. We're a very diverse district, I think, maybe one of the most diverse. You know, it can work to your advantage and it can work to your disadvantage, but I think that Colonial handles it very well. I think that the programs that you offer are really outstanding programs. I don't think every student gets to take advantage of some of those outstanding programs for different reasons, for various reasons. To be honest, I was always warned by people that I work with, maybe, that, you know, are engaged in private schools. Oh, how could you, you know, let your child be in public school? Why don't you? There's always better education somewhere else. And the truth is, I'm going to go back to community here, that, you know, we need to build our community up. We need We need to build our future up, and the future's with the students. They're with the kids. And so we need to build up every child in our district, and it helps build the community.
All right. I think that's all of our questions. Is there anything that you would like to add or any other statements you would like to make to the board?
I apologize for not showing up last month. I'm sorry for the mix-up.
I wasn't here either, so it's okay.
That's all, really. Thank you.
All right. That's all? All right. Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Our next candidate that we have, okay, is, and I know I'm going to get this one.
Oh,
right.
Come on.
Leo Strapinski.
Strapinski.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Close enough? All right. We're going to go through the same series of questions for you, okay? And we'll give you an opportunity at the end, just like we did Mrs. Wolf, in regards to make any other statements that you would like. Mr. Cross, would you like to start this round off, please?
Okay. What experiences in the village do you have that would make you a good board member?
A lot of varied ones. My professional background is in government. I've been in public service for really not only my entire adult life, but part of my high school life as well. I have a wide variety of experience in managing budgeting matters, looking at government regulations, interpreting them, understanding them, and putting them into practice. That's my day-to-day job. A lot of the budgeting comes from, you know, the fact that, you know, we're in a constrained environment. That's something that I've had to deal with at the federal level of my career for the past 15 years. So understanding how to deal with budgeting issues, accomplish whatever your tasks and goals are, within those budget constraints. So far, I've been successful with that because I apparently still have a job. So.
Mr. Handy?
Okay. Are there any issues, past or present, that you feel will or could cause a distraction to the position as a board member to the board or to the district?
No, sir.
As a board member, you'll be one of seven voting members, and as an individual, you cannot make commitments for the district or the board. Only a majority of the board can make those commitments. You comfortable with that?
Yes, absolutely. All
right. What do you envision as the best course of action for education in our community?
Really, I am in awe of this district. Every time I walk into one of the schools, every time I come to by the quality of the education, the dedication of the staff and the students, the administration, and I think the biggest thing, the takeaway would be just innovation. There are constantly things that are being tried out nowhere else. You know, not only in the United States, in the state, but across the country. So continuing to think outside that traditional, you know, three R's and sitting in the classroom, I think that's the biggest thing, just continue innovation.
Thank you.
Mr. McGee?
Mr. McGee, I have to step up for a moment.
All right. Mr. Williams?
So serving on the Board of Education does require a heavy time commitment with many evening meetings, as you've been to the last couple as well. Will your schedule permit you to attend the meeting?
I attend meetings whether I have to or not, so absolutely, I have no issue.
Mr. Cross?
What do you see as major issues facing Colonial School District in the near future, and how do you believe you could assist in addressing these issues?
I hate to keep banging the drum, but budgeting. Budgeting and fiscal issues are going to be a major player as far as what decisions the board makes as far as what decisions the entire administration makes over the next couple of decades, not just in the near future. And again, with my background in government operations, in existing within a constrained fiscal environment, I think I bring a little bit of, not expertise, but a little bit of a common sense approach to how some of those things can be addressed.
Do you understand that as a board member, any item discussed in executive session is not to be shared or discussed outside of that meeting? This includes family, friends, and are you committed to uphold these requirements?
I've held a federal secret clearance for a long time, so I am a bearer of secrets already. Yes, I understand.
This is tougher than that.
I absolutely understand that. Yeah, what we discuss here probably won't end up in Popular Mechanics at any time.
No, that's right. Please explain to the board why you would want to be a member of the school board.
There's a number of reasons, and actually I've given this a lot of thought over the past couple of months since I submitted my application. First is that I'm really, really just plain sick and tired of voting District D being unrepresented or underrepresented. Since we've been a member of this community, I think this is the third time since my son started kindergarten.
Second.
You know, it's a little frustrating seeing that, you know, that portion of the community isn't being represented. Next is kind of an existential exercise, but I hope you'll indulge me for a second. Recently celebrated a birthday, recently lost a number of childhood friends, and among them was a person who would be considered part of that 42.1% statistic that we see in all of our reports about being a low-income guy. And I think one of the things that we owe to that demographic is that we give them every opportunity to succeed. And I think that part of my motivation is if somebody had, you know, done a little more when he was a kid, he might not have ended up in the situation where he is. And his life would have been definitely different. So looking around at our community as a whole and our district as a whole, a lot of my son's friends are part of that demographic, and I want to make sure that they get every opportunity to succeed and to thrive and to, you know, grow up and be successful.
Thank you.
What community organizations are you affiliated with?
Right now, I am a Cub Scout leader. The boy likes to camp, so we have to go somewhere. And right now, that's really the only other activity that we do.
Okay.
Mr. Williams?
Mr. McGee's back. You're good. Okay. So how will you engage the community to solicit feedback to improve the Colonial School District?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways, and nowadays it's really easy to communicate with people. You just have to take a little bit of effort and engage. Part of my job, my regular job, is what's called public engagement. And I go out and I talk to the public, or I send emails, or I develop a website, or I engage in social media, or I hold online town hall meetings. Things of that nature, things that you don't traditionally do. You don't have to go and stand on the stump anymore and give a speech or, you know, let everybody know what's going on at a community or neighborhood watch meeting. You can actually reach all of your audience with the click of a mouse. So, you know, the technology is there. use some of the technology to engage the public, as well as some of the more traditional roles, holding in-person town hall meetings, inviting people to our monthly board meetings, things of that nature.
Leo, anything? Anything else? Mr. Cross?
As a board member, you're expected to attend as many meetings and school functions as possible. This includes regular executive sessions, school events, functions such as graduation, teacher of the year events, retirement events, in some cases, state functions. Are you committed to this expectation beyond monthly meetings and whatever? There may be other times, even during the day, that you may be committed to just evenings or weekends.
My schedule is generally pretty flexible. With a little advance notice, it would be a pleasure to get out of the house and not paint my second bathroom and attend some outside functions.
I think that's all the questions we had. All right. Is there anything else you would like to add for, to the board, comments you'd like to make?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity. It's, you know, like I've said, you're a colonial family. I'm sure Mrs. Alexander is not here. She would say that I have a rather well-adjusted fourth grader. My wife did her internship at Penn when she was going to grad school for her master's in education. I have been in this spot before, and I've done some stuff, especially over the course of the referendums. And I just really, really like this district. It, again, every time I walk into a building, I am just in awe. Last month's presentation with the students from Eisenberg just made me realize how terrible my staff meetings actually are. So that's all I have. I thank you for the opportunity and look forward to your decision.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay. We're going to go into recess for a bit. Board will meet in W3, which is right down the hall. And if everybody would please just hang here for a few minutes, I'd greatly appreciate it. All right. We're in recess. Board of Education meeting is back in session. First of all, I want to say to both candidates, thank you very much. We appreciate your time and your interest in applying for the open position. A couple of things that I want to remind you both of. Number one, you're filling a position on a temporary basis until the next election, which is typically in May. Okay? Which means that if you choose to continue into that position, or one of you choose to, you have to refile again after, I think it's in, after February. We'll let both of you know at that point in time.
Friday in March is usually right. The deadline.
That you have to, and you have to be registered by a deadline to have all that in, to file for that, to run for the election. At that point in time, when the election comes back up in May, then that election would happen, and then you would fill the rest of that position for that district, which would be until 2021. Okay, so it would be 2 years after that. So the position that we're filling tonight would be on a temporary basis for now, and then we would go back into the election cycle. I would also hope that whichever one of you do not make the selection this evening, okay, that you do stay interested in the district and work with us at the district. We appreciate and would like to have all the help that we can get. Okay, we look forward to your help from there. Okay, is there anything else that we should add? Anything else, guys?
No.
Okay, guys, gals. Okay. With that being said, a very hard decision that we have to make, very close decision that we have to make, and the choice is difficult. We spent quite a bit of time in there this evening discussing all the pros and cons and which way we think is best for the district. So at this point in time, I'll open up the floor to the board for a motion.
Mr. President, that we appoint Mrs. Rosemary Wolf to fill the position of First Election District D.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. We fill the position of Election District D with Ms. Rosemary Wolf. Question? Hearing none, so I call your name, please signify by saying yay or nay. Ms. Kennedy?
Yay.
Mr. McGee?
Yay.
Mr. Crossan?
Nay.
Mr. Handy?
Yay.
Mr. Williams?
Yay.
Myself, yay. Motion is carried. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you at the next board meeting, and you'll hear other information that you'll get from the district. Okay? All right. That being said, our next order of business we have is motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.